Hi, I'm Cheryl Ann Milligan, and I'm involved with Community Care Northumberland. I volunteered there with them. I volunteer with Northumberland Hills Hospital, volunteer with Extendicare, and been with the Lawn Bowling Association, both provincially and nationally.
I know the case with a lot of people that volunteer, they have a long history of volunteering. So I guess if you want to go back, how did you first get involved in volunteering, especially in the area?
When I retired and moved to Coburg to be closer to family, I wanted to keep on doing work with people, generally children mostly. But a friend of mine did volunteer at the hospital and also with Community Care and got me into, first of all, delivering Meals on Wheels. That's before I was now with a walker and whatever. But I did Meals on Wheels and quite a few things there. And at that time, they had the advisory council for Community Care. I'm on the fundraising. I've been on the fundraising committees this past year for the golf tournament, but also for a lot of the things with the helping out with the building of Ed's house. That was a major thing for Community Care built. But our main focus, we serve a lot of the community, not only with Meals on Wheels, but transportation. We support a lot of the community here in Northumberland.
So why do you feel it's important to give back, and why is it that you choose to volunteer?
I started volunteering, I guess you could say, a very long time ago. Very long. Just recently, in lawn bowling, I received my 50-year both certificate from the National Association, Bowls Canada, and also from Ontario Lawn Bowling Association, and a 50-year pin.
Wow.
So before all of that, when I was younger years, I volunteered my summers working at a camp for underprivileged children from downtown Toronto up in the Lake Simcoe area. And I guess that's just carried on through. And I've been volunteering at Northumberland Hills Hospital about 18 years in a few of the different departments. And as they say, I've also been up at Extendicare a couple of afternoons a week. So although I left working for a paid job, I'm pretty well out there 5 days a week. And until the last couple of years, I did coaching for the youth for lawn bowling, and have some very successful young people nowadays, who one in particular who's on the national team. And it's just very worthwhile for me.
So I know that it's kind of hard to narrow down with, especially with people who do volunteer work, but what accomplishment would you say that you're most proud of?
Oh, gosh, Lee, that's really hard to say. I think just knowing that I'm available to individuals who need that call, you know, and maybe need help, or I'm just there for anyone who needs just a little extra time. There are a lot of things that, like, you need fundraising to do a lot of the programs with Community Care, and we're very thankful of the community for the support that they give us, and we just don't stop. So if we stopped, then we wouldn't be able to continue with a lot of the programs. So it is so important, and I just personally find it very worthwhile to be able to do these things.